It's time for our monthly visit with the Encourage Foundation. They're located at 14th Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, right across the street from Hotel Mead. And you can visit them there. And in the studio today is Carol Davis from Encourage, and we are going to be talking teen leadership. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, so why don't you introduce, and we might be joined by another teen sometime in this broadcast. Yeah. So why don't you introduce the two students who are here right now?
Okay, so from Lincoln, we have Dakota Shates, and we have Lainey Garrels from Pittsville High School.
Okay, well, welcome. Guys, get right close to Lane. Get real close to that microphone. You can just pull that thing toward you. Yeah, there you go. Okay, so what got you both? We'll go ladies first. What got you involved with the leadership program?
Dawn actually talked to me. She goes to my church, so she said if you want a good opportunity to develop, learn about your community, and make some new friends, you should apply for Encourage.
Okay. And so you said, okay.
Sounds good.
I said, what year are you at Lincoln? That's my alma mater, by the way.
I'm actually at Pittsville. I'm a sophomore.
Sorry. You're a sophomore at Pittsville. So, well, boy.
Yeah, and, teen leadership is a program for sophomores.
So
about 25 sophomores from the five area high schools. So Nacoosa, Pittsville, Assumption, Lincoln, and Port Edward.
Okay, so sophomore at Pittsville. It's too early probably to talk about your career plans, but do you have any?
I'm thinking to be a child life specialist in a hospital system.
Okay.
I think she has plans.
Yeah. These kids nowadays. Okay, let's talk about with the gentleman. What got you involved? You're the one at Lincoln.
I got referred to by my guidance counselor, Mrs. Lizitza, back at East Junior High, and it seemed really interesting, and my sister was in it last year, and she said she had a great time, so I was interested and filled out an application and got accepted.
Now, it's kind of an interesting, because of the makeup of the schools, you have a parochial school, you have a rural school district, you have a city school district, so you have students' backgrounds. What's the experience with that from your view?
I think it's really interesting to learn what the other schools are doing. I know sometime during the year, Assumption was having like a two-week where they dove deeper into a certain category.
Yeah, interim course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we didn't know anything about that, so it was cool to hear about from the other teens.
And also different cultures. You know, people. What about you?
I thought it was to be able to meet different peers from around the community. And it was crazy how much we are still alike, even though we go to different places. And
okay, you made some more new friends, in other words.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so what's the curriculum, Carol, for the teens? It's something called 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens / Medicine Wheel.
The teens work off of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens, which is by Sean Covey, who is the son of Stephen Covey, you know, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Right.
So the kids have different curriculum pieces for each month. They'll meet monthly, and then they go through one of the habits and really dig deeper into it and learn how they can practice it, too, in their daily life, really building on, you know, the foundation of the teens as a person and how they can become better and learn about themselves at the same time. And the medicine wheel is, I'm going to have the kids talk about that because they learn kind of where they are and kind of how they deal with other people. So, you know, the east, west, south, north, the medicine wheel. Can you guys talk a little bit
about
retreat?
Start us off. What did you learn on that retreat?
So on the medicine wheel, we were put in different categories, the north, south, east, and west, the different directional categories, and then we were put in groups. And the first group we were in was everyone in your same group, so all the north people together, all the south people together, and then you had to complete a project, which was much, much harder doing it that way than when you had one of each from the different directions together because of your personalities.
Okay. What kind of a personality did you have?
I forget the exact direction, but we were actually both in the one that was like, you're not really very focused. You have a lot of ideas and a lot of plans, but you can't really follow through a lot. Like, a lot of excitement to get going, but you don't ever, like, keep reality in check.
Well, you know what? That's young. That's part of being young.
That's right. There are dreamers.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it. And as you grow up and mature and your brain develops, you start to specific things. What did you learn about yourself, sir?
I just learned that I was able to get a lot of good ideas down, but I needed help from other people to get them through, planned out better, and then developed and to the final result.
You know, I'm thinking this kind of training is what makes groups like the Mayor's Youth Advisory Council effective, because are working like to raise funds for the
Aquatic Center.
Center, but you know, these kind of skills. And we should mention, I got a figure here, over 275 sophomore students have participated in the program from Assumption, Lincoln, Nakusa, Pittsville, and Port Edwards High Schools. Encouraged done any follow-up with these students to see about the effectiveness of it or them going forward?
Well, actually, I can personally vouch for it. And this program did, yes, it started 2006-2007 school year. And so two of my sons have been in the leadership program. And we've heard it from other parents that they've seen, you know, great changes in their kids. And it really has allowed them to step out of their comfort zone and, you know, be courageous in their actions and based on what they learn in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. So, and that's what we're looking for, is these teens to help create a community that works well for all. And once they have those tools, they're able to go out and do that and make a positive change.
The 7 curriculum pieces: be proactive, begin with the end in mind, put first things first, think win-win, seek first to be understood, synergize, sharpen the saw, and that's the 7th one. Which of these did you find most interesting?
I found the most interesting to be sharpen the saw, and that habit's about renewing yourself, taking care of your body, your mind, and your heart. And I think I found it the most interesting because it's the hardest for me.
Is that? Because of your schedule?
Well, a little bit, yeah. And they were kind of trying to teach, like, you have a really late game, you get back really late, the next day you have a lot of homework, you're really tired, you're like falling asleep in class, you get home after practice, and they said, then you should take a nap. I was like, I can't take a nap, I have to do all my homework, but that's what they're trying to teach. If you take a little break, you'll be so much more effective.
Listen, as you grow up, you will love nap time.
Naps are awesome.
Yes, they are. So, what about you, sir?
My favorite habit was to be proactive, not reactive. If you have a task, you should get it accomplished ahead of time rather than making excuses later on. And this has helped me with schoolwork to make sure I make it a priority to get it done and instead of facing consequences after it's late.
Did you both find yourselves, as a result of learning stuff like that, changing your schedules or maybe changing your routine a little bit?
I'd say, yeah, definitely. I started to think about, like, which classes I needed first, what was really important to me, and where my priorities were.
What about you?
I would say it definitely has helped my time management skills.
Yeah. Kids nowadays need time, as do families.
Exactly, yeah. So many different opportunities.
Since you had children, your own kids involved in this, how does that affect family life when students learn these skills?
Yeah, it's really great to see you see them taking leadership, more of a leadership role in the family at home and then also in school. You can see them stepping out and showing those leadership skills or you know, empathy, you know, things like that. You're learning all the soft skills that are so important in life.
Have your folks noticed the difference in you? When did this year's class start?
Well, August they have an orientation. Okay. Then September they have a retreat out at Helen Zoo House.
Okay.
That's where they really get to know each other.
Okay, so you're just getting started with, or you went through it already?
We're just getting finished. Yeah.
We just graduated. You just graduated. Okay, you're the recent graduates.
Yes.
What would you, okay, first off, with your own families, did your parents notice a change in you?
I'm sure they did, yeah. I mean, we started, like, talking a little bit more and working on a calendar and figuring things out, so I think it has definitely affected my whole family.
Okay. Well, what about you, Dakota? Have you put your time management skills to use at home? Helping out?
Yeah, my dad has seen change in me. He said I'm being a better kid lately and just getting my stuff done.
Okay. Before we go to break, and we're going to be talking when we come back from break, you had a meet a community leader experience, and then we want to talk about your community and grant making. But what would you tell prospective students who heard that you went through this and are going, or I'm signed up to start it? What would you tell the incoming class?
Be outgoing, make friends, do everything. Don't be the person who just wants to sit back and watch everyone else do it. Go do it yourself, find opportunities, be involved in everything.
What about you?
I'd say even if you're shy, just get engaged. Get engaged, the more you'll get out of the program.
Okay. Well, when we talk back, we're going to talk about your Meet a Community Leader experience and your community project. We're talking about the Teen Leadership Program on our Encourage update here on The Morning Magazine. Dakota Shates from Lincoln High School and from Lainey Garrels from Pittsville High School are here, as well as Carol Davis from Encourage. You got to have a Meet a Community Leader experience. Talk about that. What was that like for you?
Yeah, so I thought it was really fun. I got to meet with Ellen Raisler, who's from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, and she was also part of the neighborhood table.
And we've had her on this program on a regular basis talking about WRCT, and we help promote the neighborhood table. That's cool.
Yes, and actually I've been involved in WRCT, so I've known Ellen for a couple of years now, but it was nice to really get to talk to her and know how she feels about the program and what she wants to bring to her community.
So you've been in some productions at WRCT?
Yes, I was in three main stage ones and a couple of the Hopo shows 1 week.
Wow, good for you. It's like a young thespian.
You can tell she's quite a good speaker.
Yes, she is. She's got that nice bubbly personality. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, maybe a minor for you when you go to school.
Sure.
Okay. Well, okay, what did Ellen teach? What did you learn from her?
I really learned, like, how much she really cares about the theater. She was talking about, like, all the different things they're applying for, all the different productions they have, how they're going to try to bring some more kids in, new things they want there, which I just thought was really cool. Like, I realized, like, she works there all the time and she really likes it, but I really got to learn how much she really cares about the program.
Did she talk a little bit about the history, like, that beautiful facility wasn't always there?
And right,
And all the work that went into raising the money to build a beautiful, intimate theater like that.
Yes, yes. I learned a little bit about that before, but we did talk about it, yeah.
Okay. What about, I don't know what the heck's going on outdoors.
Sonic booms, I think.
Oh, sonic booms. Oh, that's nice. Are they blasting next door? Okay, what about Dakota? Who was your leader?
I actually met with Andy Metcalf from Aspirus Riverview Foundation.
Okay, I know we've had Andy here before. He's he's a Lincoln grad too. Because what did he talk about with you? What did you learn from him?
He went over some of the stuff at Aspirus Riverview, some of the changes they were going to have in a new addition.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn from Andy?
Well, I guess one thing that after this day that I really increased in was, like, confidence in talking to other adults in the community. I guess I normally don't go out and talk to people, but it was really nice to be able to talk to someone.
Well, he probably, you know, because he has to go and talk to folks to request funds for various projects. He can talk to you about, hey, this is what it's like when you got to go meet people.
And one of the other things they did, and maybe the teens can talk about this a little bit, it's kind of, I guess I would describe it like speed dating, where the kids sat in a circle in the middle and the adults sat around and they got I don't know how long to talk to them, kind of about each what each one did, and you could learn about that.
What was that like? Speed leadership.
Like a minute with each one, so it was pretty rushed. But what I remember a lot was making some connections. Like there was this guy who I was talking with, and he was actually from the DNR, and he was going to come out to my house like that week and inspect our trees because my dad has a tree farm. So
okay,
just some of those connections. There were a lot of things like that where like I really knew people, but I didn't know that I knew them.
Okay. What about you? What was that speed leadership like for you?
Yeah, it was great to interact with a lot of other leaders in the community, and I even got to talking with some of them, and I even actually went ice fishing with one of their sons before, and I didn't even know that was him.
Okay. So what's your impression of adult leaders as a result of that interaction that you had?
I think it's awesome to have so many great adult leaders that they're here to guide us, and you know there's so many people there to back you up, so many places you can go.
Okay. What about you? Do you feel better about the adults you deal with or more confident?
Yeah, there's a lot of great people in Rapids that I could go to now. Just
okay, that's cool.
Anything, yeah.
Grant making. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the grant making piece we have, it's just really an effort for the kids to learn more about philanthropy and
making decisions.
Exactly, because they actually do make a decision. And they also learn about other grants that have been done in our community. So, so this year and in years past, the teens are able to allocate $2,500 to a local nonprofit and, so they reviewed an application, they used some of the leadership skills that they've learned, and then they can make a real-time decision on what they want to give this $2,500 grant to. And it really does make, you know, a huge difference in that organization.
So what was that like? It's kind of tough, huh?
Yeah, it was very interesting to listen to. Something I'd actually never heard of. We awarded our grant to the Central Wisconsin Literacy Council. And that, so I thought it was a really great program that obviously needed the funding so that they could get out there, get more people, more teachers.
Okay. What about you, Dakota? What did you think about, what was your take on going through this process of having to make these kind of decisions?
Yeah, well, I thought it was great that we were able to come to a conclusion and award $2,500 to Central Wisconsin Literacy Council to help out with training, materials, staff.
Okay, but you learned what it's like to what philanthropy is about.
Yes.
And giving back, and about the tough decisions that have to be made about money.
Yeah, right. That's one of the great things about this community.
Yeah, and, you know, they learned about the Literacy Council, too, that there are
right.
needs to help with literacy efforts, and so really dig in and see the greater good that's going to do in the community.
And that leads into the community project.
Oh, yeah, this was a really fun one, too.
She's smiling like crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a very interesting process because the kids they get three different projects to choose from. So during one of their monthly sessions, they actually divide into three groups, and then they go and visit three different locations where they would be doing the projects. Then they come back and try to convince each other that their project is the project to choose. So
you had to politic among your peers.
Right, definitely.
Okay. I guess we'll go ladies first again. What happened?
Actually, I think they were both in the same group.
Oh, okay, you were both in the same group. So what's your project?
Well, our three to choose from. One was like a kayak.
Yeah, it's called Blue Routes, and the county is working on it, and it's a kayak canoe portage and kind of working on the river, so it'd be
so
doing
where people
things.
Could either land their
right working on the riverbank and
okay, kind of, so they could take their canoe and
exactly.
start their journey there or end their journey
mm-hmm.
there. Okay.
And also, senior prom, which is the one that we did select, that was to go to the assisted living home and set up decorations and stuff and food, snacks, music to dance with the seniors there. Okay.
And our last option was the Healthy People Wood County AOD Partnership, which was at the Sheriff's Department of Drug and Alcohol Abuse Awareness.
Okay, okay. So, what was the prom like?
It was awesome. We were there at about 10 a.m. in the morning and got the whole place all decorated up with streamers, balloons.
What was the theme of the prom? Every prom has a theme.
The theme was the golden years. So we had gold decorations, which went with a maroon color. It was just so much fun. It was a great time.
It really was. Able to work with two of the teens, and they were doing videotaping and photography. And so there's actual video of the whole prom, and that turned out really well. They did all the shooting and interviewing with the seniors and with some of the other teens, and people dressed up. I mean, women were wearing gowns, and they were glamming up for it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
What was your impressions of that?
Oh, I thought, it was cool to see them. You know, I think they felt young, having a good time.
One of my friends was doing the flowers, and she loved going around, and she would pin corsages and boutonnieres on, and she just said it was so much fun. They said they felt so beautiful, and she had all the flowers for them, and they were having a great time.
It must make you feel good, something like that, for seniors at an assisted living center.
Yeah, it was nice to kind of make a relationship with the residents there and get to hear stories from.
Okay, I would imagine.
Back then.
Maybe they did. They tell you some old prom stories from their day.
Yeah, we definitely got a few. I think one lady said she went to her first prom as a senior and did a couple dances before she had to be home to do some work or something.
So, and that kind of intergenerational.
Exactly. Yes, and it goes kind of back to the seek first to understand, then to be understood. It was a great opportunity for the teens to practice that curriculum piece.
Okay.
And I must say, Dakota did not mention that he danced with the prom queen.
So. Yeah, did Dakota?
Yes.
Yes. It was actually her first prom ever.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Okay.
So.
Well, yeah, and you made some, you created some happy evening for folks. Like I said, you danced with someone that had their first prom.
Yep.
That had to make you feel special.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
Yeah, and if I can just give a shout out.
Go ahead.
Tracy Gunn and Tanya Braun at Cranberry Court Assisted Living. They were just making this all come together and just be so successful, because we had families come in and celebrate with their loved one who was at Cranberry Court. So it was just such a neat, neat project.
This program I see as invaluable in helping young people develop important life skills. So we'd like to see more kids involved with this kind of programming, and as a result, there's going to be some changes.
Right. It's actually our last year of teen leadership as it currently stands, and because we would do about 25 kids, you know, per year. So, and it's a great, great number, but we want to reach more and encourage. Our vision is a community that works well for all people. So we are actually transitioning out of teen leadership, and we will. There will be a new project now called Why We Work Here, and it's been piloted in schools now, and our goal is to reach more students.
But with the same kind of curriculum.
It's, yes, where you're focusing on community development and community, helping the community. So it's just an opportunity for more students to be able to learn skills that are going to benefit our community and make a positive change.
Well, congratulations on your involvement in the 2017 class. And you think you're going to be taking this now and getting involved in the community?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited. I think.